This is JIS News. Coming up, government secures $250 million grant for disabled community, Occupational Safety and Health Act, to be tabled this year, and Jamaicans urged to support Next Generation Initiative. The details after the break.
Hi, I am Derek Killia, Minister of Labour and Social Security. The team here at the ministry is committed to helping your family break the intergenerational cycle of poverty. Be assured, PATH will help you to achieve your goals. PATH is here for you. Stay in school, a school we set.
Achieve your goals. Stay in school. A message from the Ministry of Labor and Social Security Program of Advancement Through Health and Education, PATH.
Now the news. The Ministry of Labour and Social Security's Programme of Assistance for Persons with Disabilities has been strengthened by a $250 million grant from the Japan Social Intervention Fund. The provision, being channeled through the World Bank, is in addition to a $56 million grant recently secured through the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB. Portfolio Minister Derek Kelleher says the funds are being used for institutional strengthening of agencies dealing with persons with disabilities. The early stimulation program in the ministry stands to benefit significantly from the funding.
The ministry is aware of the importance of early detection, intervention and stimulation for our children, and more so for children with special needs. In this regard, I'm pleased to announce that the grant funding mentioned earlier will include components for strengthening the delivery service to young children with special needs, training for workers, catering to the developmental needs of children, and providing technical assistance to the early stimulation program.
The early stimulation program caters to approximately 1,500 children with developmental disabilities. Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Kelleher has reaffirmed the ministry's commitment to have the proposed Occupational Safety and Health Act tabled this legislative year. Minister Kelleher says the most recent draft of the legislation was received by the ministry in January 2013 and was reviewed by the Attorney General's chambers, which necessitated further redrafts.
Over the years, there have been various workplace incidences leading to injuries and fatalities which impacted negatively on both employers and employees. As such, the need for the long-awaited OSHA legislation is again brought into sharp focus.
The bill will set the groundwork for the implementation of protection for all workers in all spheres of economic activities and will comprehensively address all manifestations of occupational hazards. The Ministry of Labour and Social Security is exploring the possibility of implementing a tiered work permit fee structure in a bid to streamline the issuance process. Portfolio Minister Derek Kelleher says this is being done in an effort to encourage local entrepreneurship and investments.
This is being done in an effort to encourage local entrepreneurship and productive investments. That structure, along with a pre-approved point system, to assist us in streamlining the issuance of work permits in various sectors such as agriculture, telecommunications.
Minister Kelleher was making his contribution to the 2013-2014 sectoral debate on Tuesday. He adds that these measures are also being implemented to protect the Jamaican worker and to prevent unscrupulous persons from compromising the work permit system. And Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner is encouraging Jamaicans to support the work of the Next Generation Initiative. The initiative seeks to raise awareness of gender-based violence and promote behavior change through discussions with various stakeholders. With young men being the main perpetrators of violent crime on the island, Senator Faulkner says government has also been working to tackle gender-based violence.
The commitment of this government is solidly reflected through the National Plan for Gender Equality and the National Action Plan to eliminate gender-based violence. I am pleased to endorse this important and necessary initiative, and I look forward to the continued support of our multilateral partners and local stakeholders in its successful implementation.
Senator Faulkner was speaking Wednesday at the Terranova Hotel in St. Andrew. The Next Generation Initiative is a joint effort by the Information, Education and Youth Ministries, as well as the Planning Institute of Jamaica, the Bureau of Gender Affairs and the World Bank. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.